Peoria's Country 97.3 Nash FM, Nash Next 2017, and so excited to welcome Gracia Harrison.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's funny too, I just learned how to say your name properly, and I'm sorry that I said it wrong at first.
Story of my life.
I know. Just because I've read it, right. You know, up until now, and so in my head it's Gracia, and I've just been saying it that way forever.
Well, that's how it looks like it'd be pronounced, though. I mean, I get Garcia, like I get the most off the wall.
I thought it was like what? It was kind of like a playoff of Grace or something, but just so Gracia.
Yeah.
Gracia. So I apologize if I am incorrect in the course of this.
All good.
But tell us about you as a musician.
Well, I'm originally from Central Illinois, like Springfield area. Mm-hmm. I live in Nashville now.
Living that country music lifestyle.
Yeah. How
did you start singing?
I always did like church choir and stuff. And then I opened for Luke Bryan when I was like 15 maybe, and then
what?
I kind of was like, yeah, and it was kind of really last minute and spur of the moment, and so I really liked the rush I got, and you know, I always loved singing, so I was like, maybe this should be something I like try to do for a living. And so then I auditioned for The Voice a few times and didn't make it, and then I made it, and that was kind of like the big okay, forget college for now, like I'm doing
right.
music, you know, all the way. So here I am.
Right, speaking of The Voice, you're in season 3 of The Voice, Team Blake.
Yes.
What's Blake Shelton like?
He's super cool. He's really like down to earth, and he likes to party, so he's a lot of fun. But he's awesome. Yeah.
Did he give you any advice that you've taken on and like just completely implemented in the rest of your career?
Yeah, I mean, overall from the whole experience in general, I learned a lot, you know, just from like not only him but like Michael Bublé was my mentor as well, and then all the other vocal coaches and the contestants and stuff, you know, it just really enlightened me to a whole new side of the entertainment industry and kind of perfecting my craft. And so
yeah,
just a lot of things that changed my outlook for the better. So definitely was an awesome experience.
Absolutely. And being on television doing all of this and learning how to be more of a musician, like how does that affect things? Were you scared with the cameras, or were you totally fine, or like how did all that go down?
Everybody tells me, they're like, you looked so confident, and I was like, my legs felt like wet noodles, like they were, like I was like shaking the whole time, I was so nervous. It was nerve-wracking, but the adrenaline was, you know, enough to kind of compensate. So
yeah, no kidding.
But it was crazy. It was probably the coolest experience. I'd definitely do it again if I could.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this time you're in Nash Next 2017.
Yes.
Which The Voice is awesome, don't get me wrong, but
right.
They can't, if you win The Voice, they can't guarantee that you're going to get national airplay.
Exactly.
But our competition does that. That's what's great about having a radio station put on a competition, right?
Yes, absolutely.
When you heard about Nash Next, why did you want to join this? Especially after being on The Voice and something that's much bigger.
I guess, one, the incentives are pretty awesome. You know, like Big Machine is a pretty awesome label to be under, you
absolutely.
Know, one of their other labels. And I think it's really cool, all of the celebrity artists that are involved in the competition as well. It's really cool. And, you know, I think it's neat as well that it's kind of giving people from all different markets and levels of experience the opportunity to achieve their goal. And I think that's
absolutely.
Pretty cool. So.
I mean, yeah, because some of those bigger ones, they'll go to Chicago, they'll go to St. Louis.
Right.
We're in Peoria, Illinois.
Right,
like,
which is awesome.
When does anybody come to audition people here in Peoria?
Yeah. So,
yeah, it is kind of
cool.
And actually, our parent company is called Cumulus. We don't have a Cumulus country station in Chicago.
Really?
This is the only Illinois competition for
Nash
Next.
Awesome.
So it's really kind of cool. We get to really dive in and find just these great artists that come from the smallest places. And,
right.
You know, you came from the Springfield area. Living in Springfield, you're only really an hour away from our competition.
Right.
And instead of having to drive like 4 hours to Chicago to audition.
Oh,
really cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just more like hometowny
too.
You know, it's like,
exactly.
It's cool. I love it.
So your song, the one that you submitted for Nash Next called
yes.
Boys in a Beach Town.
Yes.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
I've been telling everybody this, but I swear I'm not like just joking around and telling you to placate anybody. But like, I've literally put all of our Nash Next artists onto a playlist and I jam out to it at home.
Yeah.
So you hear me going like, oh, the boys in the beach.
Yes,
like,
I love it.
It's a very fun summer song.
That one was actually pitched to me, and Kelsey Ballerini was one of the co-writers on it.
What?
So that alone was like, okay, this is like pretty awesome. So she ended up not wanting to hang on to it, which I was like, oh, there's no way she's going to hear somebody wants to cut it and she's going to be like, no, like, now I'm going to keep it, you know?
Right.
So, but I got it. And so I don't know. I really love the beach, and I have this little, you know, I think I'm a mermaid essentially. And so, so I was like, this is perfect. It appeals to my demographic as well, like my age group. And, yeah, you know, it's relatable, it's fun, and it's summertimey. And
it's one of those things you just put on a summer playlist and right, just jam out to, you know?
Right.
It's awesome. Yeah. Check it out, first of all, at 973nashfm.com.
Yes.
Give it a rating because the top 10, like really the top 15 people have just interchanged. In
It's crazy.
It's crazy who changes. It's like one day you're in, one day you're out, and like nobody's safe. So really, right, if you like Gracia, you need to make sure you rate her because your vote really will matter.
It does. I've been like harassing all my friends. I'm like, get on there and vote. Tell your parents. Tell your, you know, pretty please.
Yes, exactly. We're going to play it.
Awesome.
Right now, Boys in a Beach Town on Peoria's Country 97.3 Nash FM. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.